welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet and welcome you in the wonderful name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. I always look forward to meeting with you at this time. If you're a new listener, welcome. We're glad to have you join us and pray that you're blessed by what the Lord would have us share in these next few minutes. And as I was preparing to bring the word of going over the message, I just felt in my heart that this is something we all need to lay hold of in a very real way, that it not just to hear the word of God, but to be able to experience it. And so the text that we'll be looking at is found in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, and I'm going to start reading at verse 2. And this is for you, beloved. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. Praise God. Of all the names that represent God, and you know there are many that are given in the Word of God, there are perhaps none as beautiful, as touching, as comprehensive as this description of Him, the God of all comfort. It reveals His character. It describes the very nature of His person, the God of all comfort. Just think about that for a moment. Of all comfort, what does that mean? All. It means there are no limitations, there are no boundaries. And so, brother and sister, no matter how many discomforts are in our outward lives, yet our inward spiritual life, according to the Word of God, must necessarily and in all circumstances be a comfortable life. That is what the Word specifically said, and yet many Christians don't experience this. In fact, some have rather the most utmost discomfort, if you will, arising from all kinds of anxieties regarding their relationship with God and doubts as to His love. This is something that no matter sometimes how long a person has walked with the Lord, they still can have unsettling, distressing thoughts that God is far from them. He's not there with him. And you know, beloved, it's one thing intellectually to affirm God is love. I know God loves me. I don't think there's any Christian alive who would deny that. And yet many times there's a disconnect between our mind and our emotions. We know and will declare and confess what God's Word said, and yet when it comes to really difficult times, we don't understand, and we feel that the Lord is far from us. Let me share Isaiah 49, 13 through 14. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. Note that that is past tense. It's a done deal because of what Jesus has accomplished, what he did by being born, 2,000 years ago, his life, his suffering, his death on the cross, his resurrection, and his present ministry of intercession at the right hand of the Father, it has been accomplished. He has provided everything that is necessary for our life, as well as our spiritual walk, our godliness. But listen to what verse 14, Zion, that's the church, or the Jewish people, one new man, if you will, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. The Lord goes on to say, can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Praise God. And then in Isaiah, you see, I'm sharing these scriptures because it's in the Word. It's human nature to doubt and to discredit God's personal love for us. And in the 40th chapter of Isaiah, verse 27, the Lord asks a question. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Now, you see, it's part of human nature that when we get in difficult times, we really question God's love for us, because there's, you know, like a child, you know, if you really love me, you wouldn't let this happen to me. That's basically our response, no matter how old we may grow. And so we need to have deliverance from those tormenting thoughts. Some of you listening, you might feel you're too good for nothing to be worthy of his care. Some of you might suspect him of being just indifferent to the trials you're going through right now, or that the Lord is forsaking you in times of need. Some of you could be tormented with regrets over your past and anxieties about your future. You know, it's possible for us to be happy and comfortable with our earthly friends, those who are good friends to us, but not happy or comfortable with God. And you can say, Sister Glass, what are you saying? Well, beloved, it's where we're at internally. God, as I shared, he is the God of all comfort. And while we might have discomfort in our outward external life, yet our spirit man, our soul, should be able to say, it is well with my soul. And if it's not, even if you don't even say a negative word, if you are not comfortable and happy inside, you actually spread gloom and discomfort and discontent wherever you go. And it doesn't even have to be in your words, in your manner, in your appearance. In fact, I can remember years ago, Brother Glass, he'd call the office and I'd answer, and I didn't even say anything, and he'd say, what's wrong? What's the matter? He could tell by my voice that things weren't, or I was being troubled by something. And so everything, we can't help but communicate where we're at, and not all of it is in a verbal way. It's in our actions. It's in our attitudes. It's in the expression of our face. It's the tone of our voice. So we can't cover that up. We might try, but the Lord, most importantly, knows what's going on inside of us. 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verses 2 and 3 says, ye are our epistles, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. That's why the Bible says we are living epistles. And what men and women read there is of far more vital importance to the spread of the Lord's kingdom, then we realize it's not what we say that tells, but what we are. And it's easy to say a great many beautiful things about God being the God of all comfort, but beloved, unless we know what it is to be really and truly comforted ourselves, we might as well talk to the wind. People have to read in our lives what they hear in our words, or all our preaching is worse than useless. So, let me ask, what are you advertising to the world? That's a question I have to ask myself. What do I advertise to the world? And God wants us, no matter, you see, there's no greater testimony to go through a time of difficulty, not to be stressed out, not to be impatient, not to be frustrated, not to be angry, not to have a host of negative things swirling around within your soul and heart like you're just a cauldron of discontent. But we need at those moments especially to be able to experience God's comfort. So what is this comfort that I'm talking about? Is it sort of a pious grace that may perhaps fit us for heaven, but somehow unfit to bear the trials of our everyday lives, the brunt of everyday pains? Or is it real, honest, genuine comfort, as we understand comfort, that enfolds life's trials and pains in an all-embracing peace? Let me share the definition of comfort. Whether it's human or divine, it's pure and simple comfort and nothing else. By definition, the noun says it is strengthening aid, that's assistance, support, consolation in time of trouble or worry, solace. And also it's a feeling of relief or encouragement, contented well-being. I think perhaps we can relate to that. The verb, however, means of comfort means to give strength and hope to cheer, to ease the grief or trouble of. So again, very quickly, comfort in it as a noun is strengthening aid. That's what I'm talking about. We need to experience that from the Lord. His assistance, His support, His consolation in the time of your trouble, the times you're worried, what time I am afraid. I will trust in Thee, O Lord. It's a feeling of relief and encouragement, contented well-being that no matter what's going on, it's going to be all right. And God wants to, in the verb form, comfort you, to give you strength and hope, to cheer you, to ease the grief or trouble you're facing even now. And so, Father, I pray those who are in need of your comfort right now, I release the power, the anointing of Almighty God to flow through them, Lord, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, that they will begin in a new measure to experience in a real way your ever-present help, your comfort. And Lord, I'll give you the praise and honor and glory for it. We all will, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, this broadcast has just flown by, and I'm just beginning to get into this message, and I don't know about you, I need to hear this, and I'm sure you could use some more comfort. So if so, tune in tomorrow and we'll continue right on. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. And the announcer is going to give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass A. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.